Hey everybody, today is July the 10th, I want to say 8:30 p.m. and I'm driving home, and guess what happened today? Guess what happened the other day? I got a flat fucking tire. I got a flat tire, bro. Oh my gosh. So, I won't lie, I'll be honest, there was one time. I'll tell you the reason why I got a flat tire. I think it was this reason right here. So, one time I was driving back with Jackie Chan to MST. That's where we meet out and stuff. And then I fell asleep on the road. And so I hit a curb. So, Jackie noticed before. So, there's a little like open mark. So, this time I was trying to pass an intersection. But then there was a rail. So, like, I kind of like, you know, when you hit a curb, it bounces, and then I hit a, like, I went flat down, so that what made the tire pop, because the tire already had like a, like, almost to be open, and all I need is like a little slice of open left to cut it, or to pop it, like pressure, so it would pop. So that's what happened. Then, dude, I felt so proud of myself, man. Dude, I was about to fix the tire, bro. I got my car. I never fixed a tire before in my life. Like, never. Oh, without my dad's help, of course. But by myself, dude, it was hot and sweaty. Oh my god, I was wearing my white suit. Dude, I was like drenched from the back. Man. But it was good though. That means you can you lose some weight. You know what I mean? Nah, I'm just kidding. Go to the gym, bro. Lift some weights. I see you lose weight. Sweat a lot even more. But I digress. So I got the equipment out, and I was pumped up the tire. So to take the tire off, right, you have to put like a little lever to pull up the tire. So then the tire itself had bolts, right? And I had to take it out with the fucking tool. Don't know what to call it, but I gotta know these things, man. What is it called? If you know, let me know. So, dude, I took 3 out of 5 bolts out, and the last like 2 bolts I could not pull it out. Like, and then in my head I forgot, like, I don't know if I was tightening it or loosening it. So I literally pushed all my strength to it, dude. Now I'm weak, man. This gotta change, bro. Let's call myself weak. I'm weak. That means I gotta get better. So that's what I'm telling myself, man. If you feel like, man, you're not all you are, man, that means it's time for you to get better, right? You gotta man up, you gotta step up, because you are needed on this earth, man. Your body, your mind. So whenever I can, like, push, like, take the bolt off, my friend Will, thank God, Will, bro. I was actually going to his house. And then I got a flat tire. So this is some real homie shit. He went to come help me out. But it was like, it took like 20 minutes, bro. Like, holy shit, it took so long. And all I did was take the bolts out left, but then he helped me out. So basically, yeah, long story short, he thought my car would drive, but then I ran the tire a little bit, next thing you know, the tire was flat. So well, he put the tires back on, so I drove it, right? And then took the tires off. And then they figured out which way to turn for the bolt to unlock it or to take it off. So I helped them. So when you're, it's like opening a bottle cap, right? Opening a soda bottle. So it's the same way as the screws. If you want to open something, it's lefty loosey, righty tighty. Remember, when you open the bottle cap, that it tightens it up. When you turn right, when you turn right, you turn tight. When you turn left, you unloosen it. So it's just imagining you're holding a water bottle in your hand, right? And just imagine the cap. So it's like muscle memory, right? So I want you to imagine that you're holding a water bottle right now, right? It has a cap. A Nozaka water bottle. Those things suck. It's not real water. Don't drink that shit. It's not alkaline. But I want you now to imagine that you're holding a water bottle. And then, right? And then I want you to try to open the cap. How did you do it? How'd you do it? Did you turn to the right with your two fingers, right? Were you turning with your back thumb with your first finger, turning the motion when you turn the bottle cap, when you loosen it? That's the right way. Remember, folks, righty tighty, lefty loosey. And I remember that when I tried to take off the bolts, I couldn't take it off, man. This dude was stuck. Back to the story. Will, he gave me a little hand, so I put the extra oomph, you know? Like, he was putting all his strength, and then all he needed was an extra push. So, like, we locked arms and pushed the lever down, so I locked the bolt. And, dude, thank God, bro. Man, God is a... It's beautiful, man. I'm a Christian. You know, I'm telling you, a Christian, but I believe in multiple principles. That's not like there's religion, right? But I don't believe in the religion. I believe in God. I believe in Bible, in the Bible, and I believe in Buddha. You know, I can believe in multiple things. You can have multiple beliefs, but I hear so many people say, "Oh man, there's only one God. One God. How do you know that, man?" Like, there has to be more gods, right? That's why we talk about God. There's like so many religions. And then Allah, you got Buddha. They're all gods. If you ever think about it, they're all gods. Why not have all gods to help this bless us even more? Bro, come on. So, there can't be like one... I don't know. Whatever you see in your heart tells you, right? For me, I don't believe there's one true religion. And I believe that there's some people argue that, but that's just my opinion, because I wear a Buddha necklace on my neck, and I go to church, and I learn about Jesus Christ and how he was a great leader. So one of the story time, so I was going to Bible study with Apostle Cooper when this came running me down, and my God, Apostle Cooper, you know that there's like Catholic, Roman Catholic, Jehovah Witnesses, Muslims, and then Christians, and then so forth and so forth. But then the one true religion is Christianity, because there's God and Jesus. The same thing with Catholic, because so Catholic, they believe in God and Jesus, but they believe in different practices or principles, because if I don't remember correctly, Christians believes one way, but Catholic believes in another way, but I don't remember. So like it's just like there's still Christianity, because that's both God and God and Jesus. I don't know what I'm saying, but I learned a lot. I still didn't retain it, but there was seven principles that why he became a great leader, and how like he is a great leader of them all. Because like 50 years from now, people are still gonna know about Jesus and God, but 50 years from now, people don't even remember us. If you ever think about it, like I'm nobody special, or like if I get famous, like 50 years, like 80, 100 years from now, people won't remember Cardi B, Drake, Eminem, Nick Higa. No, they won't remember those people, but you know who they will remember? God and Jesus. Because God and Jesus is in everyone. He is always protecting you. Whenever you're down, just pray. And the number one thing that made him become a great leader, because he prayed. I see that. All I did was he prayed. That's why, I guess, like, that's one of the, like, number one thing he became like Jesus is because he prayed. So if I'm correct, I don't know, but that's what I remember. I'm driving down home right now, and I want to say thank you to everyone. I love you. Love each and every single one of you. You guys are amazing. Thank you for my life. I'm so grateful that you listen to this right now. Are you listening to me? And I wish you the best, because I want us, we all together, to be kind to each other, love each other, because we need more love in this world, man. There's so many people with hatred. So, dude, Oh my god, there's another story. I went to Walgreens today, right, so I can get some eye drops. For no reason. Right? And I was talking to the cashier lady, and she was telling me a story about how, like, they ID people, how they're very strict. It doesn't matter your age or how you look, they have to stay ID at all times. And then one of the stories that kind of, like, one of the guys harassed her, one of the customers harassed her. It's not like she like he shoved, he was a big dude, he shoved his driver license like right in her face. Like, this is my fucking driver license, bitch. Like, can't you see? Look my fucking age. Yeah, not like that, but that's how I assume it. See, that's what she kind of mimicked or said. But I digress. Yeah, man, I don't believe like people have power anymore. I don't, cause like, oh fuck, am I recording?